Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Rock Your Relationships podcast. This is Betsy, and I am on my own today. My husband is about to go out of town on a conference trip, and he's busy and resting up to get up real early tomorrow morning. So I'm going to talk to you today about the top emotion in our emotional cup, and it's shame/condemnation. Condemnation is maybe kind of a more religious term, and then shame is something that is more of an emotional reality for people that we feel sometimes very deeply. So if you need to find out more about the emotional cup so that you can know what on earth I'm even talking about, then go to chuckandbetsy.org, chuckandbetsy.org, and you can download the emotional cup handout there. And then you can also listen to our podcast and listen to the episode where we went over that handout. And then you'd really have a great foundation for understanding where shame and condemnation fit in what we call the emotional cup, which is really just a way to symbolize all the different emotions that are inside us. So one way to know that you are experiencing shame is that you have this sense that there's just something fundamentally bad about you, something fundamentally unlovable. And this is very different from the fact that you've maybe done something bad or you've done something that is very unlovely. You might be a person who's very difficult to love for various reasons, but if you have this sense that you actually don't have worth, that your identity itself is somehow marred or ugly and not beautiful like God calls you, you know, that you're not made in God's image, that you're not worthy of life, that kind of thing, then that's shame. You might not necessarily be so depressed that you're suicidal, but you still just feel like a second-class citizen compared to the rest of the world. So if you're experiencing shame, then I have really great news for you. It is really based on the other emotions in the emotional cup. Underneath all that shame, there's going to be hurt, there's going to be anger, fear, guilt, false guilt. That's my doggy shaking off his shame. But anyway, so God does not want you to feel that way. In fact, that is why Christ was incarnated, to bring peace to the world. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, right? That's in the old Christmas story that a lot of us know. And Jesus wants you to have peace with yourself as well. He wants you to know who you are. He displayed his love for you on the cross, and it's full, complete, and the most love that you'll ever receive from anyone. That's the love that you receive from Jesus, and he's the one who says who you are. Not others, and not even yourself. It's Jesus who gives you your identity. So emotionally, you can feel the truth. Your emotions can come in line with the truth of who you are to God when you empty your emotional cup. Now, remember when we talked about the cup filling with negative emotions, it fills from the top like a regular cup, but it empties from the bottom. And remember, there's certain things that settle to the bottom that other emotions can be based on. And that very bottom layer is hurt. And you have to empty from the bottom, meaning you have to deal with the hurt before you can really deal with what's on top of that, which is anger, and then fear, guilt, false guilt, condemnation. So to get to condemnation and really get it out of your cup, remember, you're going to have to get to hurt. You're going to have to get to anger. You're going to have to get to fear. You're going to have to deal with guilt. But as you're dealing with all those things, if condemnation doesn't just go away as you're dealing with those more base emotions, then you might be really struggling with something that's going to require like both sides of the cup. You have to have the handout in front of you to know what I'm talking about. But one side is God and others, and that's showing that it's really God and others who need to help you get that emotion out of your cup. And the other side is you, and that's your responsibility. Like, for instance, with guilt, nobody can relieve you of guilt. You have got to just confess what you've done wrong, that kind of thing. So condemnation is actually a team effort. On the side where it's your responsibility, it's your responsibility to receive what's being offered you. And on the side that's God and others, it's the responsibility of God and others to offer you the thing that you need to receive. And what they're going to offer you is sustained truth in a group over time. So a consistent message of truth, and not just from one person, but from a group and over time. So with condemnation, if it's really taken root, give yourself some time. It's going to take a little while for you to really understand your identity and that you are loved and you are lovable, and that the world can't define you. Other people can't define you. You can't even really define you. It's God who defines you, because he made you and he sustains you. So if you write on your handout on the side where it says God and others, you can write sustained truth from a group over time, or you can shorten it to a one-syllable word, church. That is one of the roles of the church, is to provide you truth consistently in a group environment where you can feel comfortable and you can know that others are also living the same truth that they're telling you. So on the side that's your responsibility, you can put that you accept, receive, and apply the sustained truth from a group over time. Or you can shorten it to another one-syllable word, faith. So when you combine church and faith, even though it sounds like a simplistic combination, that is really the answer to condemnation. Let me share a scripture with you from Romans 8:1. St. Paul says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." If you can go to your scriptures and read all of Romans 8, it would be beneficial. But even just those few verses, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." Then you can see how God has a plan to not just free us from condemnation in like a bigger, more invisible, more spiritual way, a very real way, which is our salvation, being saved for heaven, but also in an emotional way, that our emotions can come in line with what is true, that we can be freed from that sense of shame, that sense of condemnation, because we are in Christ Jesus. And to be in Christ Jesus means to have faith and to receive the church that he has provided for us. So if you're experiencing shame, condemnation, those feelings, and you've addressed the other parts of the emotional cup, you've received comfort for your hurt, you've forgiven anger, you've confessed guilt, you've received good perspective for false guilt, but you're still stuck in that feeling of condemnation, go to the sacraments. Receive them in faith. Now, I am in no way suggesting that you should only go to church, you should only partake of the sacraments if you're feeling this condemnation. Okay, church is what keeps you emotionally healthy. Church and applying your faith. But if you're struggling with condemnation, with this sense of shame in your identity, then you need to double down. Double down on your daily prayer and meditation. Ask God to show you who you are. Read some great spiritual reading. Read some apologetics. You need to think, how can I receive more truth more often? And that's when you're going to want to think, you know, do I need to start going to Mass more often than once a week? Do I need to seek out a spiritual director who can help me walk through this? You know, do I need to set aside time every day to pray if you're not already doing that? So if you have a question or a comment, please email us at contact@chuckandbetsy.org and we'll get back with you or address it in the next podcast. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.